This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, December 13th. God's word for you today is, be capable. Our scriptural reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, and it says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither is bread to the wise, nor riches to men of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Note that the scripture is not saying do not be swift, or do not be strong, or do not be wise, or do not be intelligent. Some young people say they do not want to go to the university because Bill Gates did not go to the university. The truth is that for every Bill Gates, there are tens of millions of jobless geniuses who would never be Bill Gates. The point is, give yourself a chance. Whatever it is that you think you can do, guess what? When you are educated, you have more opportunities to do those things. I got interviewed by The Guardian in 2022. They were doing an article on University of Lagos, UNILAG, at 60. For some reason, they said they were doing a report on 60 alumni of the UNILAG that are enigmas. I do not know why, but for some reasons, my name was included. During the Zoom interview, the interviewer said, you studied computer science and now you are in ministry. Is it wasted? I began to tell him what we do in church and how my education is making a whole lot of things possible. Some people refuse to go to school because they want to be pastors. They have a calling, no doubt, but you will do better when you are educated. At least you will not be firing bullets, making grammatical errors when you speak. Let your congregation use their faith for something else, to receive blessings, instead of using their faith to overcome your grammar. Yes, there are exceptions, of course, but you do not build your life on exceptions. The family is so powerful, not only in the mental health of the child, but financially. Family is an effective tool in wealth creation. One generation's labor gives the next generation a springboard to success. Why do most people have to start from scratch when it comes to building wealth? It is because the typical black man mostly does not think transgenerationally. We have a few exceptions, of course, but we need to change all that. The typical white boy does not start from scratch. A popular billionaire said that his father gave him just $1 million to start out life. Well, if you compare it to what he has achieved, it is small. But is it small? Imagine calling your children in old age and saying, you take $5 million, you take $15 million, and you take $20 million. Now, all of you, kneel, let me bless you. Do not give empty blessings without substance. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22 says, good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren. The word inheritance means money, not spiritual gifts. Let us pray. Father, strengthen my family to not only leave a spiritual inheritance for our generations, but also a financial inheritance. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.